publicbroadcasting.org. This is July the 1st, 2023, and the name of the show is Thought Crime Live, and I'm your host, Stephen Douglas Whitener. Thanks for joining me today. You know, if you're listening to RBN, you're part of Mr. Stadmiller's neighborhood. I want to encourage you to please support RBN, support free speech. I mean, I was waiting to come on, I heard them replay the last roundtable from Friday. I mean, that was quite the discussion we have. Where else could people talk like that, you know, and discuss things openly, except RBN, have people who, I don't agree with everybody on this platform, but we committing the thought crime together of, you know, using reason and logic and trying to use fact instead of emotion more. I try to do, although there are a lot of things that get me pretty emotional going on these days too, I must admit. I'm not going to deny that, but if you are able, please go to republicbroadcasting.org, and as Jeremy says, smash that big yellow donate button and use PayPal or a credit card. And you can also call it in to 800-724-2719 at extension 3. 800-724-2719 at extension 3. And you know, you could do just like I did a few weeks ago. You can mail in cash through the U.S. snail mail to RBN at 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas 78664. That's 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas 78664. And you can also make a check or a money order payable to RBN and send it that way if you wanted to commit your thought crime more anonymously. And also, while I'm thinking about this, if you can do, I've been reading Mike Gaddy's Substack, and if you could, that's something I subscribe to, is that, and I get a lot of good information there. It's stuff that I want to have preserved for future generations that he's putting out there, going through original source documents and the archives and stuff that he's been publishing. And other people have encouraged me to do this, save hard copies of things like that. You know, you never know when the AI worms are going to come eat up your cloud, and it's constantly being changed too. I don't know how we can trust anything anymore. It's like you have to take everything, it seems, with a grain of salt these days. And I took stuff, and I remember we made a correction when one time somebody, Klaus Schwab, had said that Putin was at one of his young leaders, but Klaus Schwab was the senile one, and we were quoting him, but we got that wrong. So if I ever get anything wrong, you guys point it out. If you prove me wrong, then I learned more. And with that in mind, I know that there, I want to say hello to the chat that's there. I know there's a chat room for this show at Thought Crime Live, chattango.com. And I hadn't mentioned it because I didn't know people were doing that until recently. I got an email and looked at it, and I hardly chewed gum and walk at the same time. So for me to check it while I'm on the air might be a little much, but if anybody, I will check it after the show too. And you know, there are a lot of, I noticed there are a lot of people there from all around the world, you know, and that's pretty cool. I like that I have people listening and can call me out when I get stuff wrong. Okay. So, and you know, some of it's opinion, but you know, if it's a fact, if you could prove it, if you could prove it one way or the other, I would like to know. I remember how my dad, always say, he would tell me to go back and prove something to him. I had to prove it to him. And, you know, that just anyway. Okay. I have a lot of articles. No guests today. I've had guests recently. I guess before I get to the news, there is one other thing I wanted to mention to y'all, to the listeners, is I have had some guests. And next week I will be at the Dixie Republic, one of RBN's sponsors in Travelers Rest, South Carolina, at an event called Dixie Fest, which that was last year. I went to that right after the second show, that second Thought Crime Live show I did. And there's some people who have been wanting to have, in the future I could have more guests. It's people have asked if I'd have Adam Green as a guest. And, you know, I don't know if I wanted to put that out there to y'all. If you think that, I know a couple of people who I would like to have that I have already invited and I haven't heard back from, but this other people have, you know, somebody arranging something on your behalf kind of thing. And also I've had some suspicions. I don't know. I'll put it this way. I saw him and Jake Morfonio's welcome to Israel in their little trip after I had followed both of them back, 2014, 15, 16 time, especially around the time of that Las Vegas shooting, both of them, I was checking their stuff out daily. And then they end up going, they're welcomed with open arms in Israel. And I thought that was kind of interesting. And while at the same time, these peace activists were being detained at the border, I forgot the person's name, but it was, I bet the chat room knows who it was at that time. But, you know, that's why I have some misgivings about that. But you guys, I really appreciate that anybody is interested in what I have to say. And I know there are a lot of guests who I really want to know what they have to say. That, more than anything else, was my primary motivation, I guess, for continuing to do this, because there's so many people out there I could learn from, and y'all too. And that's why what I try to do with the thought crime. I mean, you're a thought criminal just by listening to me now. If you are, you're on the list, y'all. You're on the list of thought criminals. And with that, I will go to some of the news that's happening, some of the headlines. And you know what upsets me the most every week is these freaking masters of war that are just want to blow up the planet and, you know, keep pumping more and more money down the drain and more blood down the drain. And I just, yeah, did I cut out? Did I cut out? I heard it drop. I don't know what happened there. I apologize, folks. Something cut out on me. Am I back? Am I okay? Oh, yeah, I apologize for that, listeners. I don't know what happened. yeah, these masters of war are what really get me. And my father, if you've heard me before, was one that fought in World War II, and he told me early on that war was the only way to win a war is not to fight it, you know? And some people, all right, I'll talk a little bit more about, before I get to this headline, I'll tell you a little bit more about him and how I came to learn it. He grew up in an orphanage back in the 1920s, partly. But his parents were alive. They had split up, and they put half of them in foster care. There was a whole bunch of them. And the depression went, in the 1920s, we had a depression here in the Southeast. It wasn't the roaring 20s everywhere, especially, and you know, the I guess the mills around where he lived, his father was in and out. He was illiterate first, his father was, and him and a couple of his brothers ended up growing up for a few years down there, and he ended up joining the Army early in the 1930s. As soon as he could get the paper signed, then he was in Panama when when Pearl Harbor happened. He was already in Panama, I think, before the war started, riding ships through the canal zone. Oh, and you know, one of the things he told me that you guys might find interesting was that when FDR rode through the canal zone, they took all of the bolts out of every soldier's rifle, which I always remembered that. And he told me that these, you know, that the wars were not fought because other people, we're not the good guys, that it's just war that's our enemy. You know, he was one of Merrill's Marauders. He volunteered for a dangerous mission, and it ended up being the 5307th Composite Unit Provisional, popularly known as Merrill's Marauders. And if you want to know what hell on earth is like, go research the Battle of Nepomuc. I could spell it out. If I'd have known I was going to mention this, I would have had it up for you. But it's Nhpum and then Ga, I think. It's in northern Burma. And it's just, it was quite a story. And he gave me that little pamphlet that Smedley Butler wrote when I was 11 years old. You know how kids are wont to do, or we used to be anyway. When I was coming up, there were no video games and stuff. We had to make our own. Imagination was our toy, and we would pick up rocks and sticks. We'd go out and play war. You know, the kids are out there playing war. And this 70, 71, 72 period when NOM is just ending. And Dad took me aside one day and told me that that war ain't no game and that we need to not look at it that way. It took me and a really good friend of mine, and my friend that lived at the top of the hill ended up being the curator for the Confederate Museum in Greenville. And he took it to see Patton, and he said, we fought the wrong enemy, and they were just manipulated into this. He started that they were killed Patton. He told me that they killed Patton because he was going to come back and try to rectify things. And, you know, I didn't pick up on what all he meant until much later. And I'm really grateful for him planting that seed. I really despise war. And, you know, I have to admit that I get fooled every once in a while, you know, for about a minute. I thought, oh, no, they flew the planes in the building. What are we going to do? And then, wait a minute. You know, when pigs fly, you know, that and now what's coming is that I think that they want another event similar to that because they keep talking and ramping up the war with Russia. Okay, and that with that, I'll get to the current masters of war and what they're doing to us and what's got me really ill today. The thing. Well, first, the telegraphing, the stuff that they're doing, it's almost like you could say, oh, well, that's fear porn or whatever. And I got to stop using that phrase because this is just a report. I don't have it confirmed or denied, but it seems to be legitimate from what I could tell that they're evacuating 16 kilometers from all around Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. And then at the same time, Russia is evacuating downstream of there for, 16 kilometers on their bank of that river, the Dnieper, I believe it is. And it says by the order of the head of the RVA. Now this is a translation. I don't speak this, but I do use translate to look at Russian language telegrams and stuff to try to get an idea of what's going on there. I mean, and who knows, you know, I'm just one guy here, you know, I'm doing the best I can to discern the truth and share it with you. I'm glad that I have you guys to crowdsource things and check me. But it says by order of the head of the RVA, Yevhen Yetushenko, in connection with the difficult and unfavorable epidemiological situation in the area, from June 30th, 2023, the irreversible evacuation of the civilian population living in the following territories, which and it boils down to being 15 kilometers away from the power plant. And you could see the wind blows into Russia. And why? My only reason I could think they would be doing that is if they know they're going to do something to it. They've been claiming that that's what they're going to do, that it's going to happen. Of course, they claim Russia's going to hit it, right? But no. And meanwhile, here in the U.S., Lindsey Graham and this guy Blumenthal, you know, they trying to get a resolution passed that would trigger Article 5 of NATO if any radiation goes into a NATO country. That's an attack on them. If it's a leak, even if it's a leak from a nuclear power plant, I guess Chernobyl would have triggered it back in the day if that resolution passed the way that they have it worded. I don't know if that's the case or not. I haven't seen the particular wording, and I'm not the expert on that. But just the thought that they just keep pushing more war. The answer to the war is not more war, you know? You know, dropping bombs for peace is like, you know, having sex for virginity. Right? Is that not? That was something. It's not quite the way they put it, but I'm not going to speak like that if I can help it on the radio. And I wanted to cover this article a little more in depth. The Russian foreign minister slams the West over reaction to the Wagner mutiny. It's on southfront.org. It says, if the West has any doubts about Russia's stability in the wake of last week's mutiny by the Wagner group, that's your problem, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said during a press conference on June 30th. We are not obligated to explain anything to anyone, to give any assurances, the minister said, stressing that Russia has been very transparent about recent events. Lavrov argued that Russia has always emerged stronger from various challenges it has had to cover in the past. He also noted that the Wagner mutiny, which he described as nothing more than trouble, will be no exception. Led by their chief, Yevgeny Prigozhin, Wagner fighters began a mutiny on June 23rd and attempted to advance toward Moscow. The mutiny ended the very next day, June 24th, with an agreement brokered by Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko. Under the agreement, many of the group fighters signed contracts with the Russian Ministry of Defense, and the rest left for Belarus. Russian authorities are still working to disarm the group and curb its influence. On July 1st, it became known that the authorities blocked access to several news websites linked to Prigozhin. That might have been blocked. Then Russian authorities are still working to disarm the group. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. I had looked at some of those on Telegram, so I'm not sure if they're all still accessible. Public access has been restricted to Wagner's official website as well as RiaFan.ru and four other sites operating under the umbrella of the Patriot Media Group, according to the database run by the regulator Roskomnadzor, RKN. The TASS news agency cited employees of the outlets as saying that their parent company would be closed and all of its subsidiaries cease operations. The United States and other Western states have taken advantage of the ill-fated mutiny to cast doubts on stability in Russia. The mutiny came just a few weeks after Ukraine, with support from the West, launched a counteroffensive counteroffensive was a kind of thing. They keep just slamming and getting blown away. Yeah, and I think I hear the music coming up, folks. For first break, and I'll be right back. No.
So excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Network, republicbroadcasting.org, and I'm the host, Stephen Douglas Whitener. And guys, I know I rant against this military-industrial complex a lot in the wars. It's just, it hits so close to home for me. But my dad and a stepson, and that was, and I've seen people killing themselves. They don't get the people who kill themselves who've been over in a war on that the wall on the Vietnam wall. I forgot who exactly said that, but it really does gripe me, especially when disproportionate Southerns have died. Southern men have gone and fought this empire's wars. You know, just us meddling in other people's business and raining bombs on them when they're not. You know, that just really does get to me. But leave the war for now, and we go to blacklisted news, and it says this. It says exposed secret government effort to regulate your mind. Michael Schellenberger wrote this one, and it starts out with Congress must defend and dismantle the corrupt this cybersecurity and infrastructure. Security Agency, Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, okay, sit, and I did not even realize they had already passed all this. I remember when they were going to, and it's Director Jen Easterly, she's hiding behind a mask there, but she looks kind of ghoulish. I mean, just, I remember the other one that they had to, the Information Agency that was singing the Mary Poppins stuff. It just, yeah, and the guy said, Jen Easterly, director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency, on Wednesday, one of the big questions that those of us involved in exposing the secret U.S. government censorship effort have been asking ourselves over the last few months is, did the people involved know that they were breaking the law? And that question appears to have been answered with a resounding yes by the House Judiciary Committee. Yesterday, it released its report, The Weaponization of CISA, how a cybersecurity agency colluded with big tech and disinformation partners to censor Americans on government censorship. It's only a matter of time, wrote a former assistant general counsel for the Central Intelligence Agency in an email to a colleague, before someone realizes we exist and starts asking about our work. And the "we" in that sentence refers to the network of government agencies and non-governmental organizations that we and others have dubbed the censorship industrial complex. That complex includes the University of Washington Center for an Informed Public. Its leader, Kate Starbird, responded to the former CIA official, Susan Spaulding, by saying, "Yes, I agree. We have a couple of very obvious vulnerabilities," and by which she means we're criminals. They're actual criminals, and I'm a thought criminal for knowing this, I guess, pointing it out. But one day later, Starbird dismissed the notion that she and her colleagues were doing anything wrong. The real problem was, she explained, that current public disclosure, in part a result of information operations, seems to accept malinformation as speech and within democratic norms, and that CISA may face bad faith criticism for its censorship. Really? They're rocket surgeons, aren't they, these people? What is malinformation? It's accurate information that might lead people to come to the wrong conclusions or do things that Starbird, Spalding, and their allies didn't want them to do, like not getting vaccinated against COVID-19. You know, well, how do we have anybody that didn't get that shot regretting it? I just wonder, anybody out there who didn't take those shots, are they having a non-vax regret? I haven't. And in truth, America's taxpayer-funded censors view themselves not only as the good guys, but as superheroes. One of the leaders of the censorship industrial complex, Jen Easterly, the director of CISA within the U.S. government's Department of Homeland Security, has as her Twitter photo a cartoon image of herself as a superhero, complete with a cape. Oh, my gosh. Man. These people. Okay. And that's happening. And I just, I don't know. They're definitely breaking the law, right? There was a follow-up I had to that flew from my mind there, but this is the one I was going to go to next. I know you guys know about the Supreme Court decision that affirmative action is that'd be discrimination, y'all. And it's been I remember when they started that stuff in the 70s, and I went to school with black people that the guys said, man, that's an insult. You know, they said, why would they think I need extra help to get, you know, I want them. Here's the bottom of our break, folks. Be right back.
Say, well, I'm no good, I'm crazy, I have to love.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Thought Crime Live on Republic Broadcasting Network. And before the break, I was starting to mention this Supreme Court decision that had reversed the affirmative action laws. I mean, I forgot how many times the Supreme Court has reversed itself, but it's like 134 or something like that, 37. It's just, you know, I don't know how we trust this government, but that's a whole other subject. But and I don't. I've given up on government. I want to govern my own mentation. Thank you very much. I know that's a thought crime, but I am a thought criminal after all. And just like before, when they didn't do the popular thing with their controllers or whatever, the left is now terrorizing the Supreme Court over defeat and racism. And that shows, I mean, this one is this is from Citizen Watch Report, it says Euphoric Trilby is what the author says. They have some tweets to start with where there's a Supreme Court police with a suspicious package. Out of an abundance of caution, we are also helping keep the area clear. We cannot provide further information. They've closed off roads and stuff, and it just that happened with the road decision too. It didn't take long for the White House to come out swinging against the racists on the Supreme Court who dared to disallow race-based decision-making on college admissions. The court has effectively ended affirmative action in college admissions. The president raged, and I strongly, strongly disagree with the court's decision. Biden added that equal opportunity is not everywhere across this country. No, it's not, because definitely not, because if you're white and they are Asian, they will knock you down. You know, they have to. If you can run fast, they're going to tie weights on your leg. It's just ridiculous, this normalization of destruction of meritocracy, I guess is the way to put it. One way, colleges and universities, back to the article, colleges and universities should not abandon their commitment to ensure student bodies of diverse backgrounds and experience, he adds, seemingly telling them to ignore SCOTUS's ruling. And okay, I had seen somewhere that they would let applicants write an essay about how racism had hindered and hurt them. And come on, you know, this, and I don't know that it'll make that much difference, because how about the DIE in corporations and hiring? I mean, they're doing that. You're reversed You're discriminating against white people. You're discriminating against the most qualified. And what do you get when you do that? You get planes you don't want to fly on and doctors you don't want to operate on you, for one thing. You know, you get people that are not qualified to maintain the civilization that we have. And that's what's been happening for a while. When the worst among us get promoted and kicked upstairs and into positions of authority and power, and then they just seem to be brain dead morons, I guess, some of them. And I'm gonna say that's not just hyperbole, because here I have a photo revealing Michelle Big Mike Obama on a luxury yacht in Greece, expressing rage and victimization after the SCOTUS affirmative action ruling. It's like, on a private yacht. This means the Obamas were rage tweeting about being oppressed and victimized after the SCOTUS affirmative action ruling from this luxury yacht. And who knows? It might be a billion-dollar yacht. And they have this private mansion on Martha's Vineyard. And gosh, don't y'all want to be victimized and oppressed like that? Come on, victimize me, Daddy. Out here in the Greek sea. And you know who they were with, by the way? This is interesting. They were on a vacation with the family of Tom Hanks. The Obamas and the Hankses are out there Hanksing in the Aegean Sea. And just, come on. That's what we get that's what we've got anyway. And I don't know. I don't like it. I don't want a government like that. I don't want any government, just kind of how I was saying here. And it don't bode well. I don't think that they will comply. I mean, colleges and universities, they'll find a way around it. Come on, they will. They commit crimes just and have been the student loans. I mean, they pumped up that just money. It's always more money with these people too, war and money. And it gets to be, gets to be too much to look at sometimes. But that one struck me earlier today. I thought, okay, yeah, they're being oppressed, right? Okay. And I have some of these other headlines here I wanted to mention. It's, there's all over the world, countries are, they're bringing out a digital version of their own currency. That's been, you know, obvious. I mean, like 90% was it? I need to find that one. Sorry, folks, it disappeared from my it disappeared from my list for some. But yeah, they're just like 90% of the countries, over 130 of them, maybe. They are coming either. They're working on them, and they're going to have a test launch, and it's July for us and other places. And interestingly enough, one of the ones already using one is Ukraine. You know, they say that Ukraine is going to be the most diverse country there is. You know, and that really, really gets to me. It's like we won't be able to spend our money where we want. It's like you won't have money anymore. They want to do away with cash. I've noticed this happening a lot when I'm going out shopping, and sometimes it's not that they're strictly trying to do away with the cash, but the procedures that they're putting in place don't favor it. To have if you have a self checkout, you know, it's hard to keep up with that thing and the cash, and have a person. It's like, it's not necessarily that the store itself is conspiring to rid you of using cash, but it's just getting to be such a pain for them to deal with it sometimes. I've seen other stores that will offer you a discount if you pay cash, because that way they don't have to cover the cost of the credit card and such. And that, I mean, I use cash whenever I can, but it gets to be a pain sometimes. And it's also, they offer you the protection with a credit card. If you get scammed or something is faulty, that gives you a little time on something. But, you know, I was always used to using cash when I came up, and I just didn't use credit cards much, and I'm not used to them. I definitely don't want some digital currency on my LoJack here with my bank account information everywhere I go, and them knowing everything I do, everything I spend. What a nightmare. And, you know, I've found when I talk to people in normie world, kind of, I guess you would say, that that is a good way to start the conversation, because nobody is in their right mind is going to be in favor of that much control. I don't think even the youngest generation will be. You know, they're growing up with this technology in place, but that just, it's creepy to me. I can't see how, I don't know. I can't see how it will turn out well. I don't want to do it, and I don't think they're quite ready for it, but the fact that they are all ready, getting it ready, it seems to me, I heard that there might be some other event, you know, that a black swan event, that is what it said, and I, you know, something like 9/11, and all, with all this stuff in the war zone, that has me thinking something is going to give, and it is definitely given in France. Okay, that is another thing I wanted to mention, that there's fighting, you know, it's almost like a I don't know, I won't call it a civil war, but there's a lot of violence in France. It's they've broken in to police stations and taken weapons, and there's, you know, it here's France is burning. This is from the Citizen Watch report as well. CWR, that France is burning, massive riots break out, armed clashes with police. Someone was shot with live ammunition in the leg by the police in the Pablo Picasso housing estate in Nanterre. Some initially thought he was dead, but he is being treated in a hospital. And French protesters shoot mortars at the police in Paris. Oh, all this is a lot of tweets from what's going on. And you can see cars burning, and this has happened somewhat before, I remember, in France with 2007 or 8, I seem to remember that they were going, you know, these young Arab gangs were running the streets and setting cars on fire, and that's been going on for a while. But now, with all of the Kalergi plan, massive immigration that's going on, you know, that's here we go. This is the result. And that's going, I mean, the Kalergi plan making, invading Europe, that, I mean, you can see it happening. How many people are coming? It says it's over for Europe here in this article. This is also from Citizen Watch report. In the last 10 hours, 28 boats with 2,500 illegal immigrants invaded Italy, and another 500,000 are on the way. A real apocalypse. Giorgia Meloni in 9 months has allowed 110,000 illegal immigrants to invade Italy, 420 a day. Only men stop the invasion, save Europe. Someone put this tweet. It was Radio Genova put that tweet out. And I can't imagine what it's like living in a war zone like that. I mean, it's terrifying. That's what they want to happen here. But, you know, we haven't descended into that, maybe because so many people own guns here. I don't know. I've heard Willem Felderhoff on Richard's show. He's really talks about that we have the quote unquote Second Amendment, but you know, that's been violated. The amendments don't give you any rights. Mike Gatty went over that last night in the National Intel report pretty well. But you know, they do still have that mindset in the American, you know, and the fact that some people still take their responsibility for self-defense and the defense of their neighbors seriously. My neighbors, you know, I'm from back in the hills here in South Carolina. This was moonshining country, and people, you know, took care of their own for a long time. That's where my roots are. And that probably still exists a lot of places in this country. Can't imagine how it'd be living in a big blue city. I mean, the last time I've been to a city was Atlanta, and that was quite a while back. And I don't like cities, not big ones. They just spook me. I like the country. I like to hang my feet off of a rock about 1,000 feet up to look out over the Blue Ridge. I mean, that's nice for me. Or I like to be on the beach, too. But cities, no, man. I don't know. I guess I do enjoy some of the things. I mean, I go to a concert or go to a restaurant or something or a museum, but I'll start to feel almost, I don't know. I just don't feel as at home. Okay, and here is another one I wanted to mention. Finally, the World Health Organization says aspartame artificial sweetener is possible carcinogen. And man, I've known that that stuff is poison ever since before it came out. And you know, the FDA is just is not looking out for you. All this stuff that, especially aspartame, that one I think is the worst. But any artificial sweetener is going to be worse for you than the actual sugar. And the sugar ain't good. I mean, I try to cut out sugar as much as I can too, but especially high fructose corn syrup is the poison. And here finally they're mentioning this. A few decades late, but who's counting, one of the world's most common artificial sweeteners is set to be declared a possible carcinogen next month by a leading global health body, according to two sources with knowledge of the process, pitting it against the food industry and regulators. Well, who are they, right? Aspartame used in products from Coca-Cola, diet sodas, to Mars Extra chewing gum, and some Snapple drinks will be listed in July as possibly carcinogenic to humans for the first time by the International Agency for Research on Cancer, the World Health Organization cancer research arm. All right, it just, the World Health Organization, that's, well, with that, I don't trust them. But finally, somebody saying that, you got to be careful of all these things. I cut that out a long time ago. My father used to put saccharin and sugar half and half in his tea for a long time. And then before, Dad had bladder cancer before he died. I mean, he like 20 years, but he cut it out too after that. And so saccharin also has possibility. I don't know if they list it as that, but I remember when they were they banned the cyclamates back in the early 70s. Saccharin was listed as possibly. And I remember this cartoon, a meme from back in the day, which had it was a political cartoon. And it had news flash that a lab rat had developed brain damage after smoking the equivalent of like 8,000 joints a day or something. And then that newsflash, a lab rat had developed cancer after the equivalent of like 850 diet sodas a day or however many, some ridiculous amount. And then it's a newsflash, lab rat explodes after eating a boxcar of Swiss cheese. So, you know, I'm not sure that those, the way that they test stuff is even helpful. I read an article on one of my Thought Crime Lives about the way DNA emits light in a certain frequency. It's in the nano range. It's UV light, and living DNA transmits messages in that light frequency. And if there's any substance you take in that blocks and scatters that particular frequency, then that's carcinogenic. That's the perfect and easy way to test for them, would it not be? I mean, why not use logic, reason, and common sense when you're evaluating these things? No, that's a violation. You can't do that. You got to follow the money, right? That's one thing that has really infuriated me about this world too, you know. And for a long time, you guys, it beat me down. I am not going to lie to you. Up until 2020, the end of and summer 2020, I made a decision. I'm going to just, like it says in my song, ride the wind before it's gone. I was fat, sick, and nearly dead, and now I feel like a new person. And hey, there's the music. I'll be right back, folks. Take your calls all next hour.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Hey! Yeah!
Welcome back, y'all. You're listening to Thought Crime Live on Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. I'm your host, Stephen Douglas Whitener. Thanks for joining me today. And yeah, as I was saying, that 2020, I looked in the mirror, man, and I just was almost 355, 60 pounds, and it could barely make back and forth to the mailbox. I had to use a walker, and I don't bring that up brag about the fact that I'm doing this now. I just want to encourage you that don't give in to the hopelessness or this world that we see out there. I mean, I don't think there is any solution, quote unquote, to that. You know, we were talking yesterday on the roundtable there. We were going dissecting the government and what maybe could or couldn't be done. And, you know, I just don't see solutions in that realm. I don't think there are any economic or political or even our military solutions to the problems of humans in the universe. And the only thing I really have any control over is what I see in the mirror and what I do, you know. And I've tried to turn my focus back on that a lot more instead of being programmed, because I was programmed as much as anyone else. And to a certain degree, I still am, as long as I'm consulting and keep checking these corporate media sources. They're feeding me what they want, but you got to look somewhere to find out what's going on. It's a conundrum. It's literally been used as a weapon of war. It's like we talk about fifth dimension fourth and fifth dimension warfare, mimetic warfare. That stuff goes on, you know. I don't want to become part of someone else's meme in the war. I think a lot of times people who I tend to agree with a lot, the things that they say, but then they get run by, you know, like the Patriot Alliance, I think, maybe. Is that what they were called? The U-Haul Nazis, you know. It's like these Charlottesville setting people up. I mean, don't fall for that stuff, right? I mean, we got to do something, but that's just feeding into the beast to me if we let them run us somehow. Because, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to do about this except to do what I can do myself for myself. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for yourself. And you know, and do I try to do as much as I can to help my neighbors too, and my friends. But you know, it doesn't come down to me wanting somebody with use force against my neighbors. I don't want that to happen. I don't want to send somebody to use force against anybody else unless they you know, are attacking me or somebody else. I really felt like this back before Ron Paul ran for office, and he kind of pulled me back in, thinking, well, maybe, you know, we can quote unquote audit the Fed. He never said in the Fed, you know, I guess he couldn't have done that without getting knocked off, maybe. But, you know, and then for a brief while there, and then I was completely done with it before Trump made me think, oh, well, maybe we get to change a little something. But no, I give up on all that, folks. And here is the end of top of the hour. We'll take your calls next hour. Thanks very much for listening. Be right back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.